This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The United States expects to announce additional aid to Ukraine at some point next week, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Friday, while announcing that President Joe Biden would host Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday at the White House.
This will be their third meeting here at the White House, and it certainly comes at a critical time. As Russia desperately seeks help from countries like North Korea for its brutal war in Ukraine.
Zelensky is expected to meet with congressional leaders from both political parties while he is in Washington, Sullivan said. North Korea's Kim Jong-un gets a close look at Russian fighter jets at his tour narrows its focus to weapons. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Kim Jong-un has peered into the cockpit of Russia's most advanced fighter jet at an aircraft factory on his extended visit to the country. Kim's rare foreign trip has raised concerns about banned weapon transfer deals between increasingly isolated countries. He's met President Vladimir Putin and visited weapons and technology sites, underscoring deepening ties between the nations. Foreign governments and experts speculate Kim will likely supply ammunition to Russia for its war efforts in Ukraine in exchange for receiving advanced weapons or technology from Russia. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The European Union has decided not to renew a ban on Ukrainian food imports heading to nearby countries. The move Friday sets up a clash with Poland, Slovakia, Hungary, and Romania, and threatens European unity on supporting Ukraine against Russia's invasion. Poland said it would extend its own ban. The EU members have said food coming from Ukraine has become stuck within their borders. Poland's prime minister has reacted by saying that his government will extend its own ban on Ukraine grain. This is VOA News. President Biden says his administration will try to help automakers and workers reach a deal. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says nobody wants a strike.
But I respect workers' right to use their options under the collective bargaining system.
Saying while automakers are enjoying record profits.
Those record profits have not been shared fairly, in my view, with those workers.
The president says he appreciates that both sides continue working to reach a deal. He's sending acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu and senior advisor Gene Sperling to Detroit to lend support. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Kenya's president is wooing American tech companies, promising a business-friendly environment, even though he has raised taxes on businesses at home. President William Ruto made the appeal in an address to leading U.S. technology companies and investors on Friday in San Francisco, highlighting investment opportunities in his country and lauding his government's, quote, strategic priorities. He said his government has, quote, eliminated value-added tax on export services and the tax on stock-based compensation for employees of startups, as well as the domestic equity requirement for ICT companies. But critics say his government's newly imposed taxes will increase the cost of doing business in Kenya, including in the tech sector. Thousands of migrants overwhelmed Italy's Lampedusa, Reuters' Sean Hogan reports.
Lampedusa's migrant reception center is overwhelmed and overflowing. Designed to handle 400 people, it was housing an estimated 4,000 people on Wednesday. Meloni's government has impounded many charity rescue boats, banning them from conducting multiple rescues. Migration data analysis shows 90% of migrant boats arriving in Lampedusa in the last 3 months have come from Tunisia, the closest African country. Italy has sought to improve ties with Tunis, but a recent pact aimed at stemming the flow of migrants has had no immediate impact. A government source said the pact was still not being applied and that Rome was working with the EU to allow it to take effect.
U.S.-based pharmaceuticals company Johnson & Johnson is being investigated in South Africa for allegedly charging, quote, excessive prices for a key tuberculosis drug. The government-appointed commission that regulates business practices in the country announced the investigation on Friday. South Africa's Competition Commission says J&J's Belgium-based subsidiary, Janssen Pharmaceuticals, is also under investigation. The commission says it has information that the companies, quote, may have engaged in exclusionary practices and excessive pricing over the tuberculosis drug bedeloquine. Health advocacy groups say South Africa is charging more than other countries for the drug. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.